It's Day to Day. I'm Noah Adams in Phoenix, Arizona. People are looking for a pair of serial killers said to be responsible for at least 11 murders. Officials say the two criminals are acting independently. One always uses a gun. The other is also a rapist. The string of crimes has left some Phoenix residents on edge, while most are trying to go about their daily lives. From member station KJZZ in Phoenix, Renee Gutel has a report.
The civilian patrol group, the Guardian Angels, is walking the Phoenix streets at night, wearing their trademark red berets and white T-shirts. 76-year-old Brody Broderson says he's given up his relaxed evenings at home to watchdog this East Phoenix neighborhood, where the series of sexual assaults, robberies, and shootings have been happening.
We want to prove that you can go out and walk around and you don't have to worry about some mutant shooting you or getting raped.
They've been out every night this week, walking in pairs up and down main thoroughfares and slipping behind strip malls to check dark alleys. 36-year-old Robert McClintock flew in from Denver to lead the patrols.
Patrol, hold up. Jarrow, you and your partner sweep the other side of that box.
The attacks began last year. Police are calling one assailant the baseline killer because of the neighborhood where many of the crimes have taken place. He's said to be responsible for at least 21 crimes, including 6 homicides and 7 rapes. The other one police call the serial shooter, who they say is responsible for nearly 3 dozen shootings that have killed 5 people, wounded 16, and killed or injured more than 10 animals.
Silent witness, can I help you?
There have been more than 4,000 calls to the crime prevention program Silent Witness in the last 2 weeks. Okay. Police Sergeant Andy Hill says the tips have resulted in a few good leads, but solving the cases remains a challenge.
Well, in the case of the serial shooter, it's very difficult because we have nobody that's actually gotten a good look at this person or persons that may be responsible. In the other case of the baseline killer, we have some witness information, some victim information that we've used to put together the composite we have, and we also have some method of operation type information, so that has been more helpful.
Criminal experts say it's rare to have 2 serial killers loose at once in a city, and Phoenix police are getting a lot of help from local agencies and from the FBI, the U.S. Marshals, and the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives. Still, some residents have been uneasy, and sensational media coverage hasn't helped. A recent national news report called Phoenix a city under siege. That rankled Sergeant Hill.
This community is not under siege. This is a community that is suffering. This is a community that has some people that are afraid, and we understand that. But certainly is a community that's on the offensive. When you talk about information coming into Silent Witness, that's a community that's on the offensive.
People are also buying more guns and signing up for self-defense classes. 1,500 residents showed up at a community meeting about the killings this month. Still, it'd be overblown to say Phoenicians are cowering in fear, but people are making small adjustments.
I used to walk around with my dog, and now I don't want to face somebody that I don't know.
Phoenix resident Jesus Cardona was headed grocery shopping with his wife Monday night when the Guardian Angels came by on patrol. Cardona says he's not scared, just more aware.
Well, I tell you the truth, my mother-in-law came from Mexico to visit us, and she used to walk by herself, and I tell her not to anymore.
The last crime in either case was a pair of shootings July 8th. Police say all the attention may have driven the criminals back temporarily. The reward for leads in the cases has been raised to $100,000. For NPR News, I'm Renee Gattell in Phoenix.